All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And it is definitely very easy to say that we were given a treat today in the Rose Bowl, where the USC Trojans got the best of the Penn State Nittany Lions by the score of 52-49. It was an epic game. We saw SC jump out early. We saw Penn State make that furious run as they had seven straight possessions, which led to Hallelujah Land. And I'm saying that because in reference to the legendary Keith Jackson, who was in the booth today for a brief spell with both Kurt Herbstreit and Chris Fowler of ESPN. And that takes anybody who's an old school fan of college football back just to have a wonderful voice right there. But getting back to the game, Penn State was able to score on seven straight possessions, but credit to USC, who was trailing 49-35 in the second half, and they found a way to come back and win this game. But I'll tell you right now, this to me was a sneak preview of the 2017 college football season, because you're going to look at two teams in Penn State and SC. They're going to be ranked favorably high in the AP poll next year. They both have two of the better quarterbacks in the nation, and you look at Sam Darnold for the Trojans and Trace McSorley for the Nittany Lions, and they also are going to be in the conversation to win the Heisman Trophy Award. So I think this was a sneak preview of things to come, and I think both of these teams have the potential to make the college football playoff next year. You saw what Sam Darnold did today, as he was 33 of 53 passing for 453 yards with five TDs and a pick. And then once Trace McSorley got going, he really got going. He was 18 of 29 passing for 254 yards with four TDs and those three interceptions. And that last interception was extremely costly, as it gave SC the opportunity to kick the game-winning field goal. You also look at running back Saquon Barkley, who had nearly 200 yards on the ground today for Penn State, along with having 55 yards receiving coming out of the backfield. So all of these guys are going to be in the mix, but I think this game was a testament to the will of both programs, and on top of that, both head coaches. You look at James Franklin and the job that he has done in 3 years at Penn State. He basically took over a very tough situation, as the Nittany Lions were in the midst of sanctions for the entire Jerry Sandusky scandal. He got them to a bowl game in each year, and this year they broke through and won the Big Ten championship. So Penn State's not going anywhere. Their biggest problem is going to be in 2017 as far as trying to navigate their way through the traffic that is the Big Ten Conference. You look at the fact that they will host Michigan next year, but they'll be on the road at Ohio State and at Michigan State. So it's going to be very tough for them to get back to the Big Ten title game and ultimately win it. On the flip side for USC, they're 10-3 under head coach Clay Helton, who kicked off or finished off his first full season as the guy in charge in Los Angeles. And remember, there were people last year when former AD Pat Hayden decided to make Helton the full-time coach, they were up in arms. But you look at what Helton has done. SC went 1-3 to start the season. Of course, he benched Max Brown in favor of Sam Darnold, and the rest is history, as the men of Troy finished the college football campaign on a 9-game winning streak. They're going to be in the mix to win the Pac-12 next season, and they are going to be a player potentially in the college football playoff next season as well. But I think this was a shining star for both teams here in the Rose Bowl today. I think both of these teams came away smelling like a rose, no pun intended, and I think there's going to be plenty of excitement around both of these programs heading into the 2017 college football season. And do not be surprised if you see both McSorley and Darnold in New York City that later on this year in the Heisman Trophy finalist campaign. But I'll tell you right this, great game. Great way to end the season for both of these teams, and this is definitely a good preview of what to expect heading into the 2017 college football season. So that's going to wrap it up, folks, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it would be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. You can check it out and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 pounds of sports knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from the wild card round in the National Football League playoffs. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.